Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Morning and welcome to the A New Day Show. I am the queen of the empowered soul, and I am so excited to be hosting the show again this morning, and also to be expecting a very, very, very wonderful guest this morning. And you know, our honored guest will be Dr. Miles Monroe, who should be calling in at any minute now. We are waiting to get him on the air, and I know he was traveling from Scotland, so we are just hoping he's not just still in the air, and he will be joining us very soon. I am in the midst of getting the chat room up and running, because you all know by now that I do not multitask very well. I'm not apologizing for that, because I don't want it to eat up all my valuable brain cells. However, we'll have the chat room up and running, and then I'll see who is in the chat room. I'll tell you what the plan is for this morning. Dr. Miles will be spending the first hour with us, and then he has a meeting that he will be running off to. Then, after that, we can spend the time, the rest of the time, discussing the book or just going over some of the points that Dr. Miles will be speaking about. You know, the book we are talking about, we will be discussing this morning, is Overcoming Crisis. And the secrets to thriving in challenging times. So I know that there are some of you who are saying, oh, well, thank God there is something good out of the crisis that we are going through. You know, they say that everything is an opportunity. So we need to look for the opportunities that we find in our circumstances. I am not sure how many people had gotten the opportunity to pick up a copy of the book before, so I'm hoping you did. And who knows, there might be an opportunity for you to get a copy of the book. We're not sure yet. We'll see what happens later on when Dr. Miles gets here. So again, I want to welcome you this morning, and just letting you know how much I appreciate you coming on with me this morning. And as I said, we are still waiting on Dr. Miles to call in. And I want to remind you that the call-in number is 646-915-8166. That is the telephone number that you will be calling in. And also, for those who will be on in the chat room, when you have questions, you can type it in the chat room, and I will repeat the question for you. So again, the number is 646-915-8166. So again, write your questions down in the meantime. We are waiting on Dr. Miles to call in. And have your questions ready, because what I think we will do is do the questions just in between, do your questions in between his presentation, and just make sure that everything is going right. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Caller 1-4. Good morning, caller. Okay, we are still, I noticed you're calling from area code. You want to tell us where you're calling from?
This is Trudy calling from Hartford.
Oh, hi, Trudy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am wonderful.
That's great.
Is this Trudy from Bloomfield?
Yes, Donna's friend.
Oh, hi, Trudy. It's been a while.
I know.
Yes, well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, I hope I'm not disruptive, but I'll be in and out because I am at work.
Yes, and we don't want you to jeopardize your job, because that's important now. So if you would like Trudy to hang up and maybe join us back in maybe 10 minutes,
okay.
When by then Dr. Miles should be on. He was traveling in from London, Scotland. So
okay.
We are just hoping everything went well. Last night when we communicated, everything was fine and he was going to be on. So we are just waiting to get him on. So it's a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to you getting back on later on.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
Call Donna, let her know she needs to be on the call as well.
I know, I should call her. I'll probably do that right now.
Okay, thank you, Trudy.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Trudy is a friend of a friend, and I have not seen her for a while, so it's good to hear her on the line. And I'm here working to get the chat room up. So bear with me. And I think we have Dr. Miles on. Good morning, Dr. Miles.
Good morning, and to all your listeners, greetings from the Bahamas.
Thank you so very much. You know, you say the word Bahamas and we get jealous right away.
Well, you know, this is where God lives. Beautiful ocean and excellent.
I know. Thank you so much, Dr. Miles.
We're doing good.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being so generous with your time and coming on to spend this time with us. So I'm very excited, and we know you're a busy person and you have a lot on your plate, and without any further ado, we are just going to go straight into the task at hand. Freedom in Crisis is your newest book. And this is number what, Dr. Mars?
Number 42.
Wow. Number 42. And how many bestsellers do you have on that list?
Oh, boy. I think we're up to now 23 bestsellers.
My heavens. What an encouragement this is for all of us who are listening. Because, you know, never say never, because I'm sure when you were a young boy in the Bahamas, if anybody had mentioned to you earlier on that you would be the author of 20-plus bestseller book and 40-plus, you would not believe it. But God is so amazing. And I just want to thank you for sharing with all of us, because I know when I met you, your writings has turned my life around. And I just want to thank you for that. And for the past 2-plus weeks that I had the information up that you would be on the show, the emails came pouring in and people were testifying what you have done for their lives and still is doing. So we want to thank you for being a great teacher and leader to each and every one of us, Dr. Mars.
Thank you very much. I am humbled and honored, and I'm always pleased to hear that we are able to help people. We are also constantly wanting to do better, so I look forward to getting more responses today.
Yes, yes. Overcoming Crisis. How did this title came about, Dr. Miles?
Well, I think it's a response to the present situations in the world. I think people need to be met at the point of their need. And whatever I do, I try to do it to meet people's needs. And so the global economic crisis that has impacted every country has caused people to lose hope. And so what I've done is to put in print the principles that have helped me. And so it's a response to the present crisis. The title is to help people to understand that this book deals exactly and directly with their present problems. And the response has been amazing. In 1 week, the book has sold out completely in all the stores. The publishing company have already produced second print, and so I guess we're headed toward another major seller. I'm very pleased to hear that, because this book is to help people learn what to do in the middle of a crisis.
Yes, thank you so much. And, of course, I am not surprised that this book has sold out, because this is such a timely time for this book to be out, because every one of us, we are looking to find a way out. So, again, all I can say is thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm just praying that the listeners on this morning, I just hope they pick their copies up, because since the night of the 7th of June, because the book came out on the 8th, I was sending email blasts out, you know, telling people to pick their copy up. And so I'm just hoping that they didn't get left out here.
Well, I think the publishing company has already completed the second print. They are in the bookstores, and so I'm sure they can get copies, or they can go online to our website and put the order, and we'll send them the copy right away. They can place an order by calling 242-461-6400.
Would you repeat that for me? 242-461-6400. And thank God I have the chat room up. And Dr. Miles, I'm telling you, a lot of your people from the Power Networking Conference is in the chat room. We have Dolores Presley from Canton, Ohio. We have Paul Lawrence Van from Washington, D.C. area. And it is so amazing. And all the other people in the chat room that I don't recognize you by your screen name, we just want to thank you for joining us this morning. I want to let you know Dr. Miles appreciates it, and I appreciate having you on. And we will be taking your questions later on for Dr. Miles. Okay, Dr. Miles, can we plan for a crisis so as to lessen the effect it has or the impact it has on our lives?
Absolutely, yes. As a matter of fact, all of life is a series of crises. Every morning you wake up to come out of bed is a crisis. There are two types of crises. There's a crisis that is self-imposed, which are situations that we ourselves cause because of certain types of decisions we make or behaviors that we even get involved in. And then there are those crises that we didn't impose, and these are the ones that are external crises. These are circumstances over which we have no control. We didn't cause them. We are not responsible for them, but they do impact us and impact our environment. These are called external crises. If a person was to smoke cigarettes for 25 years and develop a lung cancer, that's a crisis, mm-hmm. but it's self-imposed crisis.
Yes.
Of course, the crisis we're talking about today is the one that is not self-imposed, and that is the global economic crisis. We didn't cause it. We didn't initiate it. We're not responsible for it, but it's affecting our lives. And the best way to prepare for a crisis is to always expect one. Now, people think that that's a negative attitude, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's a positive attitude when you expect that things will change. As a matter of fact, in this book, I talk a lot about change and how to expect change and what to do with change, because crisis is simply a change in your environment that you didn't expect and you need to respond to it. And this is why people panic. And so the best way to prepare for a crisis is to prepare for changes you don't expect and expect that life will be filled with changes. That's the way life is.
You know, Dr. Miles, as I began reading the book, excuse me, I was thinking the same thing. I said there is so much that we can learn from a crisis, but instead of stilling ourselves and become calm and relaxed to find the lessons in there, the first thing we normally do is to panic. And we are so anxious about everything, so we really cannot think logically to see that there is a lesson here that I can utilize to my advantage.
Well, you know, in this book, I give you 10 benefits of a crisis, which many times, and this surprises people, because it's hard to believe that a crisis can be a blessing.
That's right.
When you study history, all of the great events in history were a result of crisis. And it is my belief and conviction that if we understand why crises come into our lives and why God allows them, then we look for what are the positive results of that crisis.
Yes.
And so in the book I talk about that. As a matter of fact, hopefully we can deal with that in the next couple of minutes to talk about how crises benefit our lives.
Yes. So, Dr. Miles, for the people who are listening, now after today, they will be able to take a positive look on crisis. If you would encourage them to define crisis in their own words, what kind of a positive definition you would encourage them to develop?
You know, crises have always been a source of development and growth. And I see crises as a cradle of creativity. Crises and pressure are the incubators of innovation. And this is why when we look at what we call a crisis, that's a word we invented. Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the crises create opportunity.
Yes.
You know, have you noticed that the Asian people, whether they are Japanese or Chinese, always seem to succeed no matter where they go?
Mm-hmm.
And they always succeed in every situation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why? A few years ago, I was in Malaysia speaking at the Sony company, training mm-hmm. their managers and their labor workers. And during the lunch period, I had lunch with a few multimillionaires who
mm-hmm.
were owners of Sony. And I asked them a question. I said, why do the Chinese and the Japanese always seem to succeed no matter where they go? And his answer shocked me. He said, because in the Japanese language and in the Chinese language, there is no word for crisis. I said, what do you mean? He said, the word that you use for crisis in English is the same word in Japanese for opportunity.
Amazing.
So have you noticed that right now the Chinese are traveling all over the world, investing, buying property, investing mm-hmm. in projects, loaning money. In other words, they're the only nation right now that are actually doing positive activity, because
mm-hmm.
to them, every crisis is an opportunity. And I believe we need to take that attitude.
Yes.
If you lose your job today, use it to start a business. And someone said, well, how do I start a business? A lady came to me 2 years ago, and she said, Dr. Munro, I lost my job. I said, that's great. She said, what do you mean? I got 3 children, I've got a mortgage payment, and I got a car I have to pay for. I said, so? That's a great opportunity. She said, how can that be? I just lost my job. I asked her, do you have an oven in your house? She said, yes. How many times do you use your oven? She said, once a week on Sunday. I said, well, why don't you use your oven, take some flour and some sugar and some water, make some cookies, and activate your dead oven and sell your cookies. I said, first of all, give them away to all your friends and your family, and then see what happens. Within 1 month, she was baking cookies, distributing cookies to all of her family, all of her former coworkers, and within 2 weeks, she was selling cookies, 12, 13 dozen, and within 6 months, she had a cookie factory. She had to buy another oven, and now she is worth $1.7 million 2 years later, has her own factory. She has 17 people working for her, and she is out of debt. And she came to me and said, thank you, gave me a check for $10,000, and she said, this is the first time I am happy I lost my job. I didn't know that losing my job was an opportunity. This is what this book is about. It's about turning your crisis into an opportunity so that you not become depressed, but you can become success. You will not become unemployed, you'll become deployed. That's what this is about. And every situation in life is an opportunity. And this book will turn your crisis into creativity.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Miles, for sharing that story, because I know each and every one of us can connect with that story. Because there's so much happening around us, and a lot of times the people who are closest to us are the ones who are discouraging us and, you know, telling all the reasons why we should not be bold in stepping out. So we just want to thank you for sharing that story with us.
Earlier on you
mentioned about the global crisis and that we did not create it. Yet, we are a part of that. And I wanted to ask you, in your book, you started off with the global crisis and personal crisis. Why did you think it was important that we, the readers, start this journey right there with those two topics?
Well, I think sometimes we focus on the big picture.
Yes.
That there are individual crises. If you lost a job, you lose a husband or wife to death, if your baby died or you have a miscarriage, or if you have a house that was burned down, or, you know, if you lose your own health with a terminal illness, all these are crises. And we all seem to, under pressure, find a way to survive.
And yes.
So I think we need to take the same attitude toward the global crisis, the same way we bounce back after a divorce, the same way we survive after the death of a family member. It's the same way we're going to survive through the global issues. And so I want to encourage people. You know, Shakespeare said, "Sweet are the uses of adversity." What he means by that is, don't panic under adversity. Use it for your benefit. You know, the richest man who produces plastic cups and plates around the world, his name is John Huntsman. He is worth over $16 billion. He was bankrupt, and he used that period of bankruptcy to invent a new company. Today, he is worth $16 billion. And here's what he says, and I talk about him in the book. He said, if there is a silver lining to bad times, it is this. When facing severe challenges, your mind is normally at its sharpest.
Mm-hmm.
What he means by that is, under pressure is when we become creative. And I want to challenge each one of us to remember that what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. You are stronger than this crisis, and we must believe that nothing is impossible, and we are never to surrender to our limitations. We must always believe that failure is an opportunity to start again, and therefore we need to understand that this crisis has come to give us a new beginning in many areas of life. And I want to challenge people to never give up. This book gives you also the difference between your job and your work, because many people are losing their jobs. And I hope that we can take the pages of this book and use them to inspire our spirits to begin to be creative. You can and will overcome crisis.
Thank you. Dr. Miles, we have a caller on. Is it okay for you to take that call now?
I'll be happy to.
Caller, good morning. 773, you're on the air. Good morning. Do you have a question for Dr. Miles?
Yes, good morning, Daphne. Thank you for having me on. I wanted to mention that Dr. Miles, I've read many of his books. I'm a big supporter of the government of God. Matter of fact, I'm a pastor in Kansas City, and I propagate the same message. I just wanted to know, in the Overcoming Crisis book, is there any mention of some of the kingdom principles and things of that sort?
Oh, yes. There's an entire chapter on kingdom principles. As a matter of fact, the whole book is based on kingdom principles. But in chapter 9, I specifically talk about kingdom deployment. And then I talk about how to maximize your crisis with kingdom principles. This is how you will succeed. The kingdom of God is another country, and we are living in the colony of that kingdom. And so we're supposed to live under the governing laws of the kingdom. And this is why this crisis should not affect the kingdom citizen, because even though we are in the world, we are not of the world. And so the absolute kingdom principles are the center of this book, and that's why it will work in your life.
Thank you, Dr. Miles. I know it's been working in my life. I've been laid off since November of last year, and I've been living in the kingdom and have suffered no lack.
No, you're an encouragement to many, and I just want to say that in this book we talk a lot about what happens if you lose your job. In chapter 8 of the book, the chapter deals with discovering your work beyond your job.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. You know, jobs, a job is what they pay you to do. But your work is what you were born to do. Your job is your skill, but your work is your gift. Your job is your career. Your work is your life assignment. Your job, they can fire you from, but your work, they can never fire you from. Jobs
right.
pay you for your work. And so the key in life is to find your work so you'll never lose your job.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Is there any way I can get in contact with you, Doctor? I'm a pastor and propagating the same message, and I just want, you know, some type of guidance.
Absolutely, yes. You are now, you can now get in touch with me at bfmmm.com. That's B as in boy, F as in Frank, M as in milk, and then mm as Miles Monroe .com. That's my website. Or you can call my office at 242-461-6400.
Wonderful. Thank you, Pastor. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
By the way,
thank you, Daphne.
You're very welcome, sir.
We're just going to
Pastor Miles, go ahead, Pastor Miles. You were saying something?
I want to say to that pastor that I am going to be hosting the first ever Miles Monroe Kingdom Training Seminar in the Bahamas this August. It's going to be the 5th through the 8th. And I'm going to be spending 3 days of intensive study on the kingdom. I'll be teaching 5 hours a day on the kingdom for 3 days. That's 15 hours of study. And you can come to the Bahamas for those 3 days, and you will have personal teaching and training from myself. I'll also provide a free DVD PowerPoint training for them to take back with them to teach the kingdom to their environment. Also, there'll be books and curriculums free. And so that seminar takes place August 5th through the 8th. If any leader would like to attend that here in Nassau, Bahamas, it's a beautiful hotel on the beach, and our diplomat center is the training center. We'll be happy to have them join us. They can get registered online at bfmmm.com.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Miles. I tell you, the switchboard has been lit up. And now we are going to move to caller from 845 area code. You're on the air. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Okay. I guess they are on mute. We'll come back to the caller on 845, and we'll move to the caller on 301 area code. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Daphne. Paul Lawrence Van, how are you today?
Good morning, Mr. Van. It's always a pleasure to be in your company.
Yes, I have a question for Dr. Monroe.
Yes.
And the question is, over the past couple of weeks, I've been conducting a lot of interviews on the important role of fathers that they play in a family. And in my research, I found out that over $100 billion per year is actually spent on absent fathers from the home. And I truly believe that his book, Overcoming Crises, really has a lot of answers for that. For example, one of the problems with father absence is addressing poverty, child abuse, crime, recidivism, drug abuse, teen pregnancy. And I'd like to get his take on that in terms of this being one of the most pronounced problems in America, with spending over $100 billion a year as a result of fathers not being in the home, and how that can really stabilize the foundation of America.
Well, you know, this past Sunday, I addressed this issue to over 1,000 men, and we talked about the importance of fatherhood. And right away, the response has been incredible. My new book on the fatherhood principle is one that I encourage men and women to read. And in that book, I do address the 10 principles of fathers, what they can do to become effective fathers. And one of the issues I talked about this week is that the word father actually means source and sustainer. It also is from the root word in Hebrew, Abba, which means foundation. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I stressed is that the foundation is the root of anything, and the root of a tree is what determines the quality of the tree. The root feeds the tree. The tree is only as good as its root. The house is only as good as its foundation. And the quality of an offspring is only as good as the genes. And so whatever happens to the fathers in a country affects the whole nation. And the strength of the foundation affects the value of a house. And so I believe that we need to invest more money in building men. Women are affected by the quality of the man they live with. And so a rotten root will destroy the tree.
Yes.
A cracked
Absolutely.
Foundation will devalue the house.
Yes.
And it's the root that waters the plant. And you don't put water on leaves. You put water on a root. And so I think society needs to water the men. The government, state governments, national governments need to put more investment in the men. If I was the devil, I would destroy the men. Because once you destroy the men, then the women, who are the branches and the leaves, will suffer and shrivel up. And that's why jails are filled with men. You know, we don't fertilize leaves. We fertilize the root.
That's right.
And so if you don't respect the foundation, it doesn't protect the house. And I want to encourage everyone to not just get this book on crisis, but also go online and order my book on the principle of fatherhood, because we've got to get the men strengthened and back in order, because the father holds the family together. You know, the only thing that keeps a plant in the ground is the root. And the only thing that will keep the family together is the man. There are many single mothers today who are struggling to deal with their children because the root is gone. And it is my prayer that the anchor will return to the boat so that we can see the men restored to what they were born to be.
Thank you, Dr. Monroe. That was absolutely awesome. Thank you very much. I'm going to get off the call now.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. Dr. Miles, we have one more caller. However, the pastor had asked previously about kingdom living. Would you please at this time just explain how kingdom living prepares us for crisis?
Yes. You know, first of all, in the book I talk about the fact that one of the most important kingdom principles is to everything there is a season.
Uh-huh.
It's important because in the kingdom of God, we do not panic because we understand that nothing lasts forever.
Everything
is temporary. And so the Bible says to everything there is a season.
Uh-huh.
Season means that nothing is permanent. Seasons guarantee change. Seasons give us hope. Season means that nothing remains the same, and therefore, this crisis cannot last. So the key to life is to outlast the crisis. The Bible says, as long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, night and day. Now, that's a promise from God, and sometimes we choose the promises we want from God. But you've got to receive all of them. God says there will be a time when it's night. He said, but he promised there'll also be day. And right now, many people are experiencing night. But the kingdom says the night cannot last. A crisis is an event that is timed. you will come out of this crisis, and the kingdom of God guarantees this. And so the kingdom of God is the safest place to be in a crisis. And in chapter 9 of this book, I give you the principles to overcome this crisis and to outlive the crisis.
All right. Thank you. Dr. Miles, I'm going to take this caller now, and then afterwards, would you be kind enough to tell us some of the benefits of a crisis? But let me hear if this caller is back. Caller, your last four digits are 7782. You're on the air.
And this is Lauren Drummond. As you know, Dr. Miles, I would like to ask Dr. Miles, we just discussed overcoming crisis, and I've been in a little crisis, lost my income, and going through a lot of changes. So how do I, what are the benefits, and how do I go beyond this?
Well, you know, I think if you listened earlier, I had talked about a woman who also lost her job and had economic problems. And I shared how she got my advice, and I put that advice in this book on, you know, the first thing you must do is to understand that a crisis comes to force you to think. There is nothing new on planet Earth. And crisis comes for you to look at old things in new ways. There's a lot of wealth right around you right now, but you need to be able to see differently. The lady had an oven in her house, and she said she had no money. I told her, you have a lot of money. What you're lacking is good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I encouraged her to turn her oven into a factory. And she started baking cookies from that oven that she only used to use once a week. Today, she is a millionaire. She now has 16 ovens, commercial ovens. She's producing cookies for many major stores in our country. And she is a owner of a company hiring over 17 people because she went back and looked at her oven in a different way. So innovation is a product of crisis. We never change until we're under pressure. Crisis forces us to think in new ways. So I encourage you to take a look around you. I remember when the disciples were with 5,000 people and they had no food. Jesus' instruction was, feed them. Now, that was in a desert place. No factories, no stores, no food. And yet he said, feed them. Why did he instruct them to do that? He was telling them to think of a new way to feed people. Their response was, let's go into town, walk for 3 days, buy food, come back for 3 days or 6 days, and then we'll feed the people. In other words, they were thinking about the only way they knew how to think. And that's what you and I don't have a job, so I can't pay my bills. That's not true. He said, look, there's another way to feed these people. They said, all we have is 5 loaves and 2 fish. Well, that was not all they had. That is all they could see. He said, bring it to me. That's enough. In other words, right in your house is enough of something to feed you. But you've got to take a look at it, think for a minute, and that's why this book is so important. The book helps you to look at old things in new ways. Jesus took those 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and he worked a miracle and fed 5,000 people. That woman took that oven, sitting in her house all these years, and broke it together, broke it up and turned it into a factory. I'm telling you, lady, take what's in your house and turn it into a factory. And when you call again, you'll have a story to tell me.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Lauren, for calling. Dr. Miles, if it is okay with you, I would like to make a gift to Lauren of a copy of the book.
Absolutely, yes. You've got my blessing.
Yes, so I will I'll make sure I get this to her. Lauren, email me with your mailing address so I can get the book out to you. And you are making a commitment that after you read this book, you will give a written testimonial to Dr. Monroe of what the book has done for your life. Do I have that commitment?
Yes.
Okay, so you know how to get in touch with me. Get in touch with me, and God bless you, okay?
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Okay, you're welcome. Yes, Dr. Miles, oh, my heavens. Time goes by so quickly when we are having fun and so much good things to talk about. We only have 15 minutes remaining in this episode. And there's so much good things to talk about. We want to talk about the benefits of crisis. We would like to talk about kingdom deployment. We want to talk about the seed principle. Where do we go, Dr. Miles?
Let's first talk about the 10 ways to rise above crisis.
Okay.
Yeah, I think in the book you will find this very interesting. One of the things I train people to do is to use God's creative thoughts. And the first way you should rise above crisis is to initiate your own solutions. You know, we need to start thinking that we should not become victims of employment. We are normally focusing on employment to survive on this earth, but we really need to focus on deployment. And deployment is when you initiate your solutions by using your gifts that God gave you to attract your own prosperity. Secondly, we must place demand on our potential. In other words, force the potential inside of you to activate under the pressure. You can do more than you're doing. You are not stuck with one career. You are bigger than what you are involved in. And so place demand on your potential. And number three, test the creativity of your life and those around you. And number four, believe in your ability to solve problems. You can overcome your problems. And number five, look at what you have already. Study what you have. And number six, do not panic. Start planning your way out of crisis. And number seven, see the potential in your resources. There's so much more in what's around you, but you got to look at it just like that oven that lady used. And number eight, see beyond the norm. Life is filled with normal people. Successful people become abnormal. And number nine, understand the true nature of your resources. Study what you have and understand what can really happen if you use your resources differently. And number 10, act on faith. That means sit down and begin to let God give you new ideas and then believe they are possible. Because everything that God created is still here. You know, people say that there's no money in the system. Well, no money ever left the planet. All the money is still on the planet. No money.
That's right.
And so there's nothing new under the sun. It is here somewhere. We've got to develop new strategies, new ideas, and new initiatives to attract that money. And the capacity to create new approaches to old ideas comes under pressure. So I encourage you to believe that nothing is impossible. Believe that there is not only one way to solve your problem. Find new ways to solve old problems. Never surrender to the limitations of a job. Do not be afraid to fail. And be willing to try anything for the first time.
That's right.
Challenge your own success. And then think of things that never was an attempt to do them. Challenge convention. Break out of traditions and engage the unknown, because God is with you and you are coming out of this crisis better than you went in. Just
Amen.
Like, you know, Moses crossed the water with a piece of wood. David killed a giant with a little rock. Joshua conquered Jericho with a choir. Nehemiah built the wall with a miracle friendship with a king. Joseph became prince by using the gift of dream interpretation. Elisha fed the poor woman by first her giving her last meal. The Hebrew boys became famous because of a crisis of fire. Jesus used a cross to save the world. I'm telling you, friend, every crisis makes you successful, and you will succeed out of this one.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement, Dr. Miles. Dr. Miles, we have 10 minutes remaining in this episode, and I don't know whether or not you would like to touch a little bit on kingdom deployment or the seed principle.
Well, I think
which one would you like to touch on?
Both of them are essential. But let's talk
yes.
about the seed principle.
Okay,
because
thank you.
I always tell people that the wealthiest spot on earth is the cemetery.
Mm.
And that's because buried in a cemetery are books that were never written.
Yes.
Graveyard are buried music that was never played. The graveyard is filled with poetry that was never read. The cemetery is filled with businesses that never opened because people took their gift, their seed, to the grave. It is my prayer that this book, Overcoming Crisis, will cause people to die empty, to go to the cemetery with nothing left, and that they would use the seed of greatness that God gave you birth with to bring about success on earth. First of all, when God told Adam his instructions, his first instruction was, and in the book I talk about this, God says, be fruitful. Be fruitful. God never told Adam to be seedful. But fruitful. Now, this is important because fruit is a product of seed. Seed precedes fruit. And yet God told Adam, be fruitful. The word fruitful here in the Hebrew does not mean to have children. It means to be productive.
Mm-hmm.
What God is telling Adam, and Adam means all of us, is inside of you is a seed that you are supposed to produce a product from. That means everybody is a walking factory.
Yes.
Inside of you is a seed that's supposed to produce a fruit, a product, and that fruit is supposed to be the key to your prosperity. Daphne, your seed is media.
Yes.
Communication.
Yes, yes.
And you're using your seed. And in the
yes,
middle
yes.
of a crisis, you are prospering. My seed is training, developing people in leadership. I have the best year ever right now because people are looking for my fruit.
Yes,
so
yes.
Says, Adam, be fruitful. Why? Because in every seed, there is a tree. And the tree has fruit. So inside of every human being is a seed of greatness. That's your gift. And your seed possesses your fruit within you. And
yes.
you know, God told Adam to be fruitful. Then the second instruction was to multiply.
Multiply
means to reproduce your fruit. In other words, everyone has a fruit inside
mm-hmm.
of them, trapped in the seed. Once you produce that fruit, now you multiply it. That is called reproduction. Then God
right.
says to replenish.
Right.
Replenish means to distribute.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says subdue. Subdue means to control the market.
Yeah.
Every human being, therefore, has within them a gift, a seed that's supposed to produce a fruit. They're supposed to reproduce it, and then they're supposed to distribute that, and they're supposed to dominate the market.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Daphne, you are doing exactly what God said. You have an idea
yeah.
of this program. You are reproducing
mm-hmm.
it by sending it out through the Internet, and
mm-hmm.
now you are distributing it. You are controlling the market, and today you've got hundreds of thousands of people listening to you, and you are dominating the market of blog radio. You are doing what God says. Every successful person on earth does the same thing. Kentucky Fried Chicken only has one type of chicken. That's called the seven spices. Then they reproduced it, what they call franchises. They distribute it in these franchises, and then they dominate the chicken market. Everyone is going to meet a day. This crisis has come to drive you back to your seed.
Yeah.
If you lose your job, go back to your seed. You are carrying a gift of greatness within you, and you can overcome this crisis. Remember that every crisis produces multimillionaires, and I believe you listening to me today, you're going to be one of them. Read this book. Take every instruction in it. Apply it. I use this book for my own life. This book is going to help you. And I hope that the next time I hear from you, you'll tell me, I turned my seed into a forest, I turned my oven into a factory, and I turned my ideas into a dream. That's what the book is about, overcoming crisis.
Thank you. Oh, Dr. Miles, there is never enough time to be in your company. I just want to thank you, you know, on behalf of the people on the telephone and in the chat room for blessing us in the powerful way that you have and for being so generous with your time. And I am praying that some of the listeners will be down there in August. I know I'm setting my goal to be there in November for the leadership conference. And I know I will not be there in August because I have other commitments, but I am praying to be there with you in November. And you have 4 minutes. What can you say in 4 minutes, Dr. Miles? Okay, I think we just lost him. At least he's not on the air. Anyhow, I want to encourage the people in the chat room. We still have some more time. We can call and discuss what this discussion, this conversation with Dr. Miles. If you have gotten anything out of it and what it has done for you. So, you know, we are still on the air. You can give me a call at 646-915-8166. And the chat room is open. And just to remind you that Dr. Miles says he's having a conference on August the 5th through the 8th, down in the Bahamas, and you can get information for that at the Bahama Faith BSMMM.com. You can get information there, and if you want to purchase the book already, in less than 3 weeks, it went to print a second time, so it is really moving off the shelf. The number for that is 242-461-6400. So the line is open for those people who want to continue having conversation about what this conversation with Dr. Miles meant for you. I know there are people in the chat room who is saying that dying, when you die empty, it means you live each day as if it is your last. Give up your gifts and talents, etc. So in other words, don't be procrastinating and don't put back, leave behind anything that you have inside. I want to give a shout out to guest number 454, and I have Astral, I have D.A. Williams, we have guest number 413, 493, we have Mr. Paul Lawrence Van, and we have the presence. And I just want to thank each of you for joining this morning, and I have someone on the line. Good morning, caller, you're on the air.
Daphne, this is Dr. Monroe. I've lost you for a minute, but I'm just so excited about your listeners and very pleased that we were able to talk this morning. I am looking forward to when I come to the cities, and of course they can go online and get my itinerary on our website, they can just simply go to milesmonroe.com or bfmmm.com, and I'll be happy to also, when I see them, autograph this new book personally. I am very happy to see you again today. And remember that a crisis is always temporary, so do not panic. Do not commit suicide, because suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem, and it's not going to last. You are stronger than crisis. You are more durable than this crisis, and you're going to overcome this crisis. So I'll see you on the other side of the crisis.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Miles, and I will see you in November. I won't be there for August conference, but I'll be there in November, and I can't wait to be in your presence. And I don't know which caller is calling from the farthest this morning. I'm going to ask that question, and then I'm going to be giving another book to the person who is joining the chat room or who calling from the farthest. And I'll ask that they send their testimonies to you of what the book has done for their life. Thank you again for calling back. We know you had lost connection. And just give our love to Pastor Ruth and thank her for sharing you with the rest of the world.
Thank you very much, Daphne. We love you too and look forward to seeing you in November. I want to invite all of our listening friends again to join you and come down and meet you personally. I'm happy to be a part of this. And may God continue to give you the blessings that he promised. See you at the top. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Miles. Bye-bye. Okay. All right, so caller, we're still on, and we just want to thank Pastor Miles for calling back in. And I want to give another book to somebody. So tell me, there are some people in the chat room. Some of you I know where you are from, others I don't. So if you want to call and tell me how far you join us from, where you're calling from, or tell me, you know, what this conversation with Dr. Miles has done for you. Who knows? You will probably get a free copy of the book that you can take down to the Bahamas in November and get him autograph it. This was so inspiring. It was exactly what I needed. Paul, you are truly a friend because you gave this wonderful blessing to me. It was an opportunity. And that is somebody from Twitter, Just CC. Well, we thank you, CC, for that remarks or comments or feedback. And she says, yes. I love me some Dr. Manuel. Girl, I don't know if you're a girl or a boy, but hey, you and me both, you know. I am just so thankful that he has been part of my life for quite a few years. He's a mentor, a teacher, and a dear friend. And I just thank God for the day when he brought him in my life. So I still have one more book I want to give away, so, you know, call me up, tell me, you know, tell me something nice so I can give you a book. Oh, Cece, you're a girl. All right, that's all right. You know, when we see the usernames, we never know who was who. And 1 week I asked someone on the show, you know, well, what's your name and where you're calling from? And the person tell me, well, it wasn't polite to do that. And I said, I just get so excited when people come on the show, so I want to know where they're calling from. Cece says, his church is amazing, and I love when he talks about the kingdom. Yes, I have worshipped there at the Diplomat Center, and it's like no other place, Cece, that I have worshipped. And if you have been there, you can affirm what I am talking about. Well, I am just about to make an executive decision because, I mean, nobody's calling in, but there's one caller in the chat room who has never missed an episode of the A New Day show. He's always on the shows, regardless of what the topics are. I can always depend on him. And he is none other than my friend and colleague, Mr. Paul Lawrence Vann. And because I am making an executive decision, I just made a decision to give a copy of the book to Mr. Paul Lawrence Vann. So, Paul, you're getting a copy that you can get autographed when you go down from Dr. Miles. So we'll talk about how you can get that. And we have a caller on. Your four last digits are 0788. You're on the air. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Oh, I guess they probably did not want to talk. They just hung up on me, and I got so offended. Okay. So, CC also loves her some Paul. She is just all over the brother. So, again, remember, my phone lines are still open, and the number is 646-915-8166. So, I want Lauren and Paul were the two recipients of copies of Overcoming Crisis by Dr. Miles Monroe, and you both will send a testimony to him after you read and implement the principles here in the book. And just let him know what it has done for you. So if you want to call again, I'm telling you the number is 646-915-8166. We still have a 53 minutes remaining in this episode. And we want to talk about how this conversation with Dr. Miles has impacted your life. And I am working from two computers here, and I'm not able to type in the chat room. I don't know why. So I will continue on the phone, and you can type in the chat room, and I'll just have to repeat it. So I'm working on the phone, and you're working in the chat room, because I am not sure why I am not able to type in here on this other computer. So, oh, well, thank you, Cece. You say you love me too. So, oh, thank you very much. But it's all right. I wasn't by no means feeling left out. So, but it's glad to know that you care about me. And I want to thank you for joining in. I'm not sure how much of the conversation. And I have a caller. Good.
Hello?
Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning, my sister. This is Cece. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Where are you from, girl? You got a bag of energy.
I'm from Georgia. I am from
you
Savannah,
both,
Georgia.
Yes.
Nice. Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. No problem.
I'm not sure how much of the conversation you actually got in on, but for the little that you heard, what has it done for you this morning?
You know what? I am just getting on this computer, and I didn't hear none of it.
Okay, well, that's all right.
Yeah, all right with you. Oh, go ahead.
You can, you can pick it up on the
on the archive.
Yeah, isn't that the beauty of this thing?
Exactly. That is such a the beauty of this BTR thing. It really is.
Do you have a show on BTR, Cece?
You know what? I do have a show. I don't, you know, it's not no certain day set for it, so I am not going to even broadcast myself. So,
well, listen, girl, you better go sign up to be my friend and all of that. Any woman with the energy like you, I need to have you as a friend, girl.
I think I am your friend.
You are my friend. Well, I'm going to go back and look.
Okay, well, if not, I'm going to add you right now. Mark you as a favorite and stuff.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I know presence. I know presence is my friend and all of that. And, you know, I'm just so thankful for all of you for just blessing me and for you to take the time to call me. Girl, I don't think it's like...
Oh, no, I had to get some of that energy you was rolling with. You know what I'm saying? You got that high energy over there. I need some more.
But listen, Cece, you know what? Mm-hmm. A host is only as energetic as his or her listeners.
I'm telling you, that is so true. That is so very true. Yes, indeed.
You guys are the ones that make the show. You know?
Yes, indeed.
And
yes, indeed.
I just thank you, girl. I'm a work in progress. Every day I get up, I'm learning.
I know that's right.
And for the people like D.A. Williams and Paul Lawrence Devine and all the other great people on Blog Talk, I just want to thank you for paving the way.
Yes, yes. Yes, indeed.
So... now that I have you on the phone and you don't want to broadcast your radio show and all of that stuff, what would you like to see from the A New Day show in the future coming up?
You talking about for you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Girl, you got to know something. Any special guests you would want to see me have on?
Oh, if you could get Mouse Monroe on here, that'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be getting him back. You know, this was his second time. So.
Oh, so he was on the phone for real.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, shoot. I know. I missed that. I love my brother Mouse Monroe, man.
What you thought? You thought I was bootlegging? I wasn't bootlegging. I got up in here for real.
You got to get him on here again.
Yeah, I sure will.
Oh, my God.
I sure will.
I got to catch the archive, man.
Yeah, girl, you got to go and just send it out to everybody.
Yes,
I can't believe you said you thought he wasn't on the phone for real.
Because I didn't hear it. So, you know.
Yes. So, D.A. and Paul and all the other guests, Presence says, we'll be listening again to the show. Thank you, my friend. Anybody there, what would you like to see? Oh, C.C. D.A. says C.C. is so silly.
So silly.
He's laughing at us. Oh, we need some. We need some energy around here. So, as
yes,
I mentioned earlier on, I'm not able to type in the chat room. So I'm on the phone and I'm reading.
That's
on to the people out there. What have you gotten from this episode this morning? I know for Paul. The section that Dr. Miles mentioned about fathers and, you know, the rotten root and all of that, I know that was right on the money for Paul because Paul, as he mentioned, these past weeks leading up to Father's Day, he was doing a lot of interviewing around the history of fatherhood. So I know that was a great feedback that he got from Dr. Miles. So, anybody else out there in Radio Cyberland, what have you gotten out of there on for that. If it's even one nugget or one new tool that you got from there, you would like to share with me, I would greatly appreciate it. Let me go into the book here, and I think this is something good for us to focus on. So why don't I read this section from the book for you? It talks about what do you have? Look inside. Ask God to shine His light in there. What do you see? Does anything look like a seed? What do you have? When God asked Moses that question, the results were miraculous. The Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" "A staff," he replied. The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, "Reach out your hand and take it by the tail." So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. "This," said the Lord, "is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham and the father of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you." Then Elijah asked the widow that question. The results were equally miraculous. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elijah, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revived that he, oh, let me start over. Your servant, the husband, is dead, and you know that he revived the Lord. But now his creator is coming to take my two boys as slaves." Elijah replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a little oil." Elijah said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. She left him and afterward shut the door behind her and her son. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were filled, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. What do you have? Assess yourself, look inside, and ask God to help you see with his eyes. Do you have an idea for a business? Have you been thinking about that idea for a long time? Go for it. see if you can take the next step. Come up with a business plan. Evaluate your ideas for a product or service. Is it something that people can pay for? Decide what kind of support structure will you need. See if you can get the right people interested in your idea. If you can get the seed of your idea to sprout, that is good. But it's not over yet. In fact, it is only the beginning. Now you need to enter into long stretch of hard work. Get adjusted to the concept that you may be working hard for the rest of your life. Stay connected to God. It is too easy to let your work become your God. Allow Him to give you course correction. Submit yourself to people who can give you wise advice. Be generous. Sow a little seed here and there. Be faithful to tide, even as you are careful and sensible to do hoard your growing resource. You know what will happen in due time. You will have a prosperous business. You will be able to support more than yourself and your family. Your employees and your customers alike will benefit from the start out as a mere seed of an idea.
Real. I know that's
you.
Real.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
It's always the simple things. Okay. I have someone on the line here. Oh, I have a cup. Oh, Cece. Good morning, caller. Oh, Mr. Van, you're on the air, sir.
Yes. Good morning, Daphne. And, hey, what an awesome show. Primarily what I wanted to say is that Dr. Miles Monroe, I thought overall the takeaway for me was the fact that he said that nothing is new. That what people are experiencing today is exactly what people experience from the creation of time, from time creation itself. And it's not what happens to us, but how we respond to things, especially what we consider to be this economic and financial crisis taking place in America and around the world. So to me, that was such a profound message that he passed on. And again, in terms of overcoming crisis, his new book, I think it's going to be absolutely out of sight read and one for the ages, actually.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I don't know whether you were on the telephone. You know your diligent support paid off.
That's why I'm here.
You were the recipient of the other free copy of Dr. Miles' book, so
you
don't need to go purchase you one unless you're going to make it a gift for someone, because one is on its way to you, my brother.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and, you know, I have a five-year-old daughter and a two-and-a-half-year-old son, and I read to them all the time. I'm going to be reading this to them because I want to get my foundation established early.
That's right.
It goes back
right.
to that fatherhood question I had. To me, what I've gleaned from fatherhood is that this is my opportunity to really set a strong foundation. So my kids, they really embrace, you know, reading the Bible to them, and I'm going to read this book to them as well.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cece says she just loved my love. It's amazing, Cece, because people at church, I say to people, oh, I haven't seen you in a while, and they say, oh, we know you were here. I said, but you didn't say nothing to me, and they say, oh, we heard your laugh.
Oh,
I've been laughing everywhere.
Oh, it's cute.
Oh, my brother D.A. is not saying a word. He's a man.
I know. Wake up, D.A.
Say something. Say something to us. Say something to we have another 35 minutes remaining in on this episode, and I want to once again announce Pastor Miles. They're having the first conference. I forget what he called the conference. However, if you go on the website, you'll see it there. It's going to be August the 5th through the 8th, and you can go to BFMMM, Bahama Faith Ministry, MilesMonroe.com, and you can get all the information there about the conference. And the phone number you can call for his office and to get about the book is 242-461-6400. And I know I'm going to be down there in November for the leadership school. So
I
for
know,
those
baby.
Who are looking to really catapult your goal and your vision to the next level, you need to be there. Oh, thank you so much, Cece. You
no
know,
problem.
I think I need to get you on as my personal assistant because you know, girl, that I just don't know how to multitask. So, you know, God bless
I got you.
Virtual.
I got you.
You can be my virtual co-host out there in Georgia.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, the leadership school is always, we have people there from maybe 89 different countries. So that's amazing. That's where you want to be. I have another caller on the air. Caller, your last four digits are 848740.
Yes, Daphne, this is Lowell.
Oh, hi, Lowell. How are you?
I am good.
Yeah, this is my friend Lowell. He is actually from Nebraska, but he's visiting in Connecticut. And what have you gotten from the show, Lowell?
What I got most from it is the realization that most of us are undermining our own efforts, and if we would just really grasp the concept that Miles Monroe spoke about and really grab a hold of who we are deep down and inside of ourselves, we may all find that we are a whole lot more alive than we think we are because we're looking outside our situation and seeing it, and we need to look inside and see us.
Yes, that is a powerful realization. And, you know, there's so much God has put on the inside of us, but because of fear and a lot of times society has a lot to do with that because society have all these expectations of us and we are thinking, you know, how can we be different? But after this morning, we know we are ordained kings and queens and we can
you better say that
in our boldness.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, and for those of you on the line or in the chat room that's listening, Lowell is a prophet. So if you ever are looking for someone to interview on your show, he's a powerful man of God. If you want to get him on there, just contact me and I'll tell you how to do that. But I've had him on my TV show and I know I'll be having him on the radio show. An amazing life story, and he's such a blessing to so many people. And I mean, we haven't seen the half of what this man is capable of doing yet. So I'm just telling you all, let's just watch out for him. So, Lowell, I thank you for calling in. Do you have anything else you want to contribute?
No, other than just thank you for the introduction. I wasn't expecting that, and But I so believe that when we will really lay down our life for what God has, and we're in a realm right now in America where it is all about laying ourselves down to see what God has in us. And so my encouragement is to you and to the rest of the listeners is, hey, God is about to do some great things in America. That is why we are in the time we're in right now, where so many things are happening that seem like everything is being shut down, but it's only to reawaken what is still there. So you be blessed, my dear one, and I pray that God will take your processes and what you're doing with people and your radio blog show, the TV show, all the things that you're doing. I pray that God will just explode the things that you are doing and propel you to a place that you've not yet seen. So be blessed, and I'll catch you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lord, for calling in and just bless us with your time. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, there's so much blessing around us. And I hear people use a term that this is the best thing since sliced bread. And I'm going to use that term this morning for the Blog Talk Radio here because, look, it has connected us all around where we can add value to each other. You know, from the Bahamas, from D.C., from Ohio, and all the other people. I don't know where you're from, but look, we can be together laughing and just talking about the things that we believe in. There's no restriction to say you can't talk about God on my airwave. You can't do that. We do what God empowers us to do. And it
Man, I know that's real. I know that's real.
Yes, yes. I just want to be thankful. We still have Paul on the phone. Do you have anything else to add, Brother Paul? We still have a dangling 28 minutes remaining here. So let's use it wisely. Come on, D.A., say something, bro.
Hey, come on, D.A., call in, D.A.
Oh, my heavens. And Astral and guest 413 and 454, are you guys located? I think someone is out in Louisiana, and I'm thankful, never been there. I would love to, though. I would love to come out there and rock the house with a three-day retreat. Oh, heavens, it's such a blessing and such a fun time. I feel so revived. When I started reading that book, I said, Lord, I can't even put that book down.
I know, right?
I can't put it down because it's such a blessing. We have another caller. And caller, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? This is D.A.
Oh, well, we are so glad that we harassed you into calling my brother.
I'm doing great. How's everybody doing?
Oh, we are so blessed, and now we are listening to that voice. Why were you distracting us from hearing that voice, D.A.?
Well, thank you very much. And I wasn't not paying attention. I was doing some follow-up work and listening to the show at the same time. So that's what was going on. But I only called to tail in. Well, first of all, CeCe and Paul, how you all doing?
Doing great.
Great. How are you?
Great. I'm doing good. Busy, but I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah, I only called to the tail end of Miles when he was on. But I mean, what I caught was really the word that I needed to hear this morning. I mean, he was really dead on it about the thing about, you know, being a seed and just sowing your life. And as, you know, as some of you all may know, I kind of shifted the format of my broadcast recently. And
on in the evenings now.
Right, yeah, it's on in the evenings, and I've started doing more interviewing of guests, specifically musical guests. Because one of the things that I really didn't utilize prior was my father's musical background as well as my brother's musical background, because I'm out of a music family. And God really began to deal with me about looking and looking at my legacy and understanding my purpose from that perspective. And as soon as I did that, I mean, it opened up a floodgate, and you know, it's just like pushing me into a whole nother area. And it is somewhat, you know, it's somewhat a little frightening, because naturally we tend to fear the unknown. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it has opened up a total different perspective for me. So when I was listening to Miles, he just really resonated about sowing that seed and not going to the graveyard with
that
dream on the inside. And I mean, it really spoke to me, and I appreciate you having them on this morning too.
Thank you. And you know, DA, the affirmation that you need to hold on to, that this show is not about DA. You're only a vessel.
I know that's real.
That Christ utilized to get it out there. So I just want to applaud you, brother, for your obedience in putting DA aside and going the direction that God wants you to go to. You know, you have our love. You have our support.
I appreciate that.
And I just want you to know that we all got some musical talent, so we know you're going to be interviewing us soon.
Absolutely. You'll be getting the email. And that's actually why I haven't had the chance to call you, because I know the last time we spoke, I had mentioned calling you. And, it's just like every time I get ready to, I'm taking a call about this, taking a call about that. And so, but we're going to talk. It's all a timing thing. So,
that's right.
You just be patient
call,
with me.
You're going to be on time. Yep.
Right, exactly.
I know that's real.
Yes, you know, I have all these wonderful family now. Can you imagine, DA, Paul, and Cece having all of us on one stage?
Right.
In an arena, someplace in God's world. Can you all imagine the energy that this would be?
It would be awesome.
I can't imagine it. That's going to be crazy.
I'm telling you, I don't think it's too far off. I think God is working on a plan.
I think so.
So do I.
So when he reveal it, we just going to step right into.
Exactly.
Right.
And we going to be exciting Miles to be on that stage with us too, so.
Oh, yes, indeed.
To walk in the world.
It is so silly.
Right.
I love her. I'm telling you.
I know.
And your name, Cece, is nothing like your voice. Girl, you got a great laugh and an energy like something else. I'm telling you.
You too.
Thank you. Now, Cece, seeing that we are harassing people to call in, I think the next person up is Presence. The Presence.
Oh, yep. Come on, call in.
We have from Austral. We haven't heard from 413, and we haven't heard from 454. The Presence says amen.
That's right.
Say amen. Call in.
This is amazing. But Cece, what do you do when you're not on the blog having fun? What do you do with your real time?
Oh, my real time, I work. So I haven't walked to my purpose yet, but
We're gonna have to work with you now, so you can define what is your job different from your work.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And you know we are all here to help you. So what I want to offer you for bringing so much life to the show this morning, I'm giving away free coaching sessions. So write my number down and call me.
Okay.
203-546-8210, and I have a free coaching session for the sister.
That's great.
And we have caller. your last four digits are 0788. And who do we have on the line?
This is the present.
Yay!
Good
morning.
Truly the presents now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, really the present.
I'm blessed this morning.
Thank you.
It's my first time calling into the show. Thanks to Paul. He's one of my special friends.
That's right. That's right.
Can you please be my friend too?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Me too.
Be my friend.
Hey, we're glad to have you on for sure, because it's all about people like this, this fellowshipping, that we're all in a different physical location in time and space, but we're all together. Isn't that incredible?
It's incredible.
It is.
And
I'm really
sitting here in my kitchen, and I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the presence.
Uh-huh.
I'm just feeling it.
Thank you. I can't wait until we all on a stage together. They're going to have to cause fire trucks.
Yeah.
We are going to be lighting up the place. So, peasants, what have you gotten from the show this morning?
I was in tears. I was in absolute tears. I was just so inspired, and I've been having like a lot of personal problems, and just hearing those words, because I know that everything happens for a reason. There are no accidents. And when when Paul sent me a comment this morning on my page, he says, listen in.
Woo!
And so I took that opportunity this morning because I was just like led, and I just got on the computer, and I'm looking, and I'm like, okay, here we go. And then I was just so blessed. I was just overwhelmed.
You know, I want to ask you all to just go on the show and put some comments there, and so Pastor Maj can read it too, because he checks into the show and tell me what's going on. So, you know, he's really a blessing. So let him read it. Let him read it. Oh, we have a guest just join us. Number 812. Good morning. You're on in the chat room. You can type something for us, or if you want to call us on 646-915-8166. So back to the presence. You have a show on, right?
No, I do not have a show.
Oh.
I'm like, Cece, I don't have a show.
She and I are friends, and I said, hey, I think you're going to really like seeing Dr. Miles Monroe today, listening to him talk about overcoming crises, and sure enough. But, of course, I've been out on Twitter and everywhere else still having people to come here. So.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
Thank you. Cece.
Yes?
You just typed something saying it's live stream in the Bahamas?
Yes.
Son, you bad. Oh, no. You really and truly going to have to be my personal assistant.
Okay. No problem.
Woo! Well, you know, presents?
Yes.
You heard me offer to Cece a free coaching session.
Okay.
And I want to do the same for you.
Really? Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, man. I'm trying not to
scream. I am committed to changing the world by transforming one life at a time. So whatever I can do to help you get on that path, I want to do that. So write the number down, 203-546-8210.
That's 03.
About 2 hours. We'll talk about some things you need to prioritize, and then we take it from there.
Can you repeat that number, Daphne?
203-546-8210.
Got it.
And tomorrow is
the day. You wanted to come
tomorrow.
To New Orleans?
Huh?
You said you wanted to come to New Orleans? You wanted to come to
Louisiana? Oh, yes, girl. I do some retreats and everything, and I want to come to New Orleans so I can...
Come stay by my house.
Well, hey, we're going to have to talk about that.
Okay.
We're all going to come down there at the same time.
I will give up my belly,
you
Daphne.
Oh, well, we're going to take you up on that because you know what, Presence? Maybe 6 years ago, I went to a global leadership conference in D.C. because I'm an ambassador for world peace. And I met this lady that works at the New Orleans Legislative Building.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Joyce Linage. Girl, she told me about the crawfish in the long wooden bowl. And
my
I've been telling her like so many years. So I got to come down there to eat me some crawfish.
Well,
oh, yeah.
crawfish have just gone out of season, but it's shrimp season now, and that's what we do on the weekends because, you know,
we
brawl a lot of seafood.
Seafood, we are not refusing, you know.
All right, Paul and CC and DA, y'all are welcome to come.
All right.
Oh, yes. Please believe me.
CC, you're in Georgia, so I know y'all don't have that.
We ain't got it like y'all.
We have the blue crabs here in Maryland.
You don't.
Oh yeah.
I want to go to Maryland.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I know that's right, DA.
No.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to be traveling around.
We're going to go all over. How about that? We'll do a tour.
Yeah,
all
that's
a tour. Yeah.
There you go.
We can get something up together.
Now, President.
We can hook something up. We can hook something up.
Oh yeah.
But this is amazing. We have another 14 minutes remaining, and you know I'm kind of happy that we had this opportunity to fellowship.
Yes.
I had not put a second guest on because I know when Dr. Miles and I get together, we always have so much. But he was away in Scotland. He just came back last night. So he had a meeting that he had to go to at 11 this morning. So I said, okay, we will just spend the rest of time together fellowshipping. And what a blessing. What a blessing has this
God
been.
Is amazing.
Yes, indeed.
God is amazing.
Awesome.
You know?
Awesome. That's right.
Because we are not here as Lone Rangers. We are here to help each other out. And there is something that each and every one of us can do for somebody else.
Right.
You know what, Daphne? I always do that. I always do that. I don't know if they have some bad spirits or whatever, but people just seem to just take advantage. Go ahead, CC.
No, I'm just laughing.
Just
I'm sorry.
Seem to just, I don't know, take advantage of what I try to do for them and what I do for them. You know, it just seems like they always just turn it around in a bad way. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why that is.
But
you
know, President, you can only keep doing what God wants you to do.
Amen. I know it's real.
The people who are taking disadvantage of the things you offer them, they are not doing you a displeasure. They are blighting their prospect of success and prosperity. So you keep doing the good that God has ordained you to do. And don't let those people get you discouraged.
Yeah.
Because it is out of their hurt that they are not in a position to accept the good from others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I was listening, if I can say something. I was listening the other day to the television. They were talking about the betrayal of Jesus Christ. And every time I think about that betrayal that happened to him, I said, well, hey, I must be doing something right.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yep,
because we're
doing I can feel a part of what Jesus felt.
Oh, yeah.
I can feel that.
You know something, Tim? There was one, my mother said to me that in life, if you are going and everything is hunky-dory, everything is all right, and there are no struggles or no challenges, that means that you are not doing God's work. And my mother was a diligent Christian. I mean, she wasn't born again or anything like that, but she was a Moravian, and she was committed to her Bible and serving the Lord. And she says, when you see you start getting struggles in your life, you're knowing you do what God, you're doing what God wants you to do, okay, and that the devil is angry. Because she said the devil don't have to mess with his own. He already have you, so he don't have to get...
You don't have to bother.
Struggle.
Wow.
Wow, that is so deep. So now I know the problem.
That's real.
Right. That's
great. Wow. Wow, that is enlightening.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And again,
okay,
it's not what someone does to you, but how you respond to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
It's so hard,
right,
though, Paul, not to get angry. It's so hard not to get angry. Yeah, and anger is not a bad thing. It's just taking it and just channeling it into something positive.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just channel it.
They be angry,
positive,
but sin not. So
right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And the presence, this is why you need to have a support team around you.
Yes.
That it doesn't matter. They don't physically need to be in Louisiana. But
right,
you need to have people like the people on this phone line where you can call and we can brainstorm and we can say, well, let's dissect that anger and see how can we challenge it.
That is
so
right.
You come out and feeling higher than when you had entered into that situation, helping you to portray a lot of anger.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we all just volunteered. There it is. That is wonderful.
Yes.
I pray for friends. I pray for new friends.
That's right.
Oh, yes. What they say, be careful what you ask for, because God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
You know, it's by no accident that Dr. Miles did not utilize the full time, because all that's happening here was part of God's plan.
That's right.
Well, we have 8 minutes, 3 minutes, I say, for my closing music. And the other five, I want to give each of you maybe 1 minute or 30 seconds to just close with something powerful.
I like that.
Paul?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, sure, absolutely. What I'd like to say is that I have been coming into more of an awakening of myself, and just like what Dr. Miles Monroe said earlier today, that everything that we have that we need in the world, we already have it inside of us. We don't really have to go looking for it somewhere else, assuming that the grass is green on the other side, but we already have everything that we need. We just have to tap into it. We can tap into our potential. We can tap into our spirituality. And I'm at a place right now where I'm really not only tapping into my spirituality, but I'm really just pushing it just to see, okay, what deeper level can I get to? And I'm discovering that it's infinite. You can continue on and on and on. And so I'm coming a lot closer to where I want to be, because I truly believe that we can have peace amidst the storm. You know, one of the things that my wife tells me is she said, you know, we have a storm coming here tonight, and it doesn't look like you're going to be up looking out in case something happens. And I said, well, I don't think I can stop that storm, so I'm going to rest in it. I'm going to rest it. I'm going to have faith that God is going to take care of all of us. He's going to surround us. He's going to give us that mercy and that grace, and I think we're going to be all right. And just what presence is in New Orleans, I have a house in Beaumont, Texas right now, and I've been hit by hurricanes for the last 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the house is still standing. It's still standing.
I know that house.
Go ahead. And that's God. That's nothing that I did. That's God.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, I have some good tenants in the house now, and that's a blessing in itself. And I'm just really thankful. And, of course, when it comes down to it, Daphne and I, we had known each other years ago, and we just stayed in touch with each other.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah.
That's right.
And then with DA, DA, I lived where DA is living now. I lived there 4 years at Wright Patterson Air Force Base.
Right.
Yeah. So I've had that experience. And then, of course, Georgia, I used to live in Atlanta. I lived in Atlanta for a year when I was in the Air Force.
Okay.
So, you know, we have it all covered. But and the bottom line is I am so thankful to God for each and every one of you because I know that each and every one of you are making a difference in other people's lives. And that's really what I have to say. Thank you all.
All right.
Yes.
Well, he
yes.
took three out of the five, so you guys only have two leave. Who wants to
look
live?
Out.
That's all right. That's,
but that's
all right.
All right. It's all good. And CC, I want you to email me that link for the live stream at dynamicdaphne@aol.com, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, DA, what you
yeah,
have to say, my brother?
Well, you know, the only thing that I can say is, as I said oftentimes to people, that it's always very important to take a step back from your life and look at your past, you know, look at your family, look at what's in your spiritual DNA and maximize it. I've always said that to people. And the reality hit me a couple of weeks ago that I was not fully doing what I was telling other people was important for them to do. And
that's
so
right.
that caused me to have to reassess some things. And the very moment in time that I did it, there was such a connection that God began to bring about, connecting me with people going back 20, 25 years who are also out doing some very powerful things. And this reconnection, like Paul was saying earlier, was a result of the Internet. And then, you know, God is now, you know, mapping out for me how to really utilize Internet to make a major difference in the world. Because if the world is going to be a better place, it's going to be because it has better people in it,
right.
People who have their connection with God, people who have gotten themselves out of the way and will just walk in obedience. So, I just want to encourage everybody, whatever God is putting in your spirit to do, just do it.
Yeah.
That's right. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you to go out and pick up the book, and we want to read it, and we are going to be discussing one of the episodes to come around the book. We want to have a book discussion. So
yeah.
We want
well,
to encourage
like
as many people to pick up the book, and we're
sure.
going to have a book discussion around this because this is needed.
It is.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So go out there and pick it up. And CC and the peasants.
Yes.
Oh, I have two more minutes remaining. What do you want to say in a short time? Because I got to play my music too.
Well, I just want to say thank you all. I never expected this. I never expected to have this conversation with such powerful, powerful people in my life. I never, ever could have imagined this going on right now with me. And I just want to say thank you to all of you. It was just a moment in time that God just truly blessed me with. And I just want to say thank you.
Oh, we just love you for being patient. And, CC, you're going to be talking over my music, girl, so you go ahead and do your thing. I love each and every one of you. I want to encourage you to follow your destiny. Don't get for me the
what's the price that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see.
I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I'm here for. Oh, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise.